Your single Worry No More, which I like, is done very well. It's become an adult alternative hit. So what inspired you to write Worry No More?
So I don't know what your experience with anxiety or depression is, but when it gets bad, very bad,
right,
you kind of lock yourself away.
Okay.
And it can get to the point, and this is something that's happened to a lot of people over the past year, sort of voluntarily, but also involuntarily, that it kind of gets the best of you. And you can get past it, and it is not like the idea of anxiety and depression being the end is something that the song rails against. And I wanted to share my experience, which is like I've had a lifetime, a half of a lifetime, whatever you want to call it,
uh-huh,
of dealing with this stuff. I mean, my depression started when I was really young, like a child.
Okay.
And it's been up and down, and it's been, you know, it's been its own journey. And I think anyone who struggles with, like, anxiety disorders or depression disorders understand that a lot of times it can be a lifelong chronic thing, and that it doesn't necessarily just go away. Like, you don't fix it and solve it and it's gone. You just keep your eye on, like, trying to be your best self and
uh-huh,
trying to maintain and manage some of these, like, crestfallen moments that you have, and not allow them to spiral you into total and utter darkness. And for me, music is the open door. But it's up to, I think, and a huge part of dealing with anxiety and depression is trying to find that door for yourself. What's your way out? Like, is it art? Is it music? Is it connecting with people? Is it a rehabilitative program? Is it getting sober? Is it going to the gym? I don't know what it is. It's something different for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, the door has always been music. And so during the last couple years, when I'm thinking about, like, is this the end? Like, is this the end of all of this?
Right.
We don't, like, it feels endless in those moments. And the song is just a, like, sort of a mantra to remember that that is not the end.